This is Hilary DiPolo, visual arts consultant, and this is the program Art Scene. And I am so happy to welcome today Jessica Drank, who is opening in an exhibition tonight at Walker Fine Art. Welcome, Jessica.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. It's just great to have you here. And I'm so excited because of the work that you do. You work in books, that books are your medium.
Right.
And your material that you use. And what the audience will see tonight is actually what's called an installation. So could you explain what an installation is? Because it's not a picture hanging on the wall in
right.
a frame.
Well, installation is a pretty broad term. It could be a room that was filled with all sorts of different materials that made you experience the space differently, or it could be just a piece that is designed and meant for one particular location. My piece, it's on the wall, like traditional art, but it doesn't have the same kind of boundaries that a painting would have. It's got a very ragged edge. I guess that boundary doesn't exist in the same way mm-hmm. that it would in other art. And it's also designed to go on this particular wall in the gallery. I created the piece for that location.
I see. Tell us the title of this piece.
The title is Cerebral Mapping.
Okay, so tell us about that title.
Sure. I guess first to describe that, I should describe a little bit about what the piece is and how I make it. It is books that I've sawed into strips and then used water to wet them and reform them into these very sort of swirly shapes. And so these shapes then I glue together and overlap them. And in some ways, the shapes and the overall shape of the piece ends up looking sort of like, to me, neurons in the brain, like sort of connections or maybe capillaries or veins in the body, or perhaps river systems, meandering rivers, or there's sort of a lot of different meanings that you could associate with those shapes. I kind of took the idea of, wouldn't it be interesting if these shapes sort of reflected the neurons or shapes within our own brain, and that the words on the pages, which you now can't read the book, but you can see little lines of text. What if that was almost as if all the books that you read were mapped into your brain in this overlapping, sort of swirling organic fashion? So in some ways, this is just an abstract artist rendering of what information might look like in our brain.
Okay.
So thus cerebral mapping.
All right. And how large is it?
It's about 11 feet tall. So when it's hung up, it's quite a bit taller than you, and it really kind of takes up a good chunk.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. I was going to say most everything is taller than I, but that's...
Well.
Well, Jessica, it's just been a delight to have you here today. And I encourage our listeners to visit the Walker Fine Art Gallery, which is on the corner of 11th and Cherokee. And the gallery opening is tonight from 5 until 8. So please stop by. And you can also find out more information at walkerfineart.com. We have a few other things that are happening in the area. And one of them is at the Visions West Gallery is also having an opening tonight. Tracy Stacker is opening in the Western Cinemascape. And it's a very interesting collection of photoreal work against painted background. It gives you this feeling that you're looking at cowboys on a stage set. Very interesting. And also remember that Women in Abstraction is a show featured at the Denver Art Museum, and also the Colorado Women in Abstraction is at the Center for the Visual Arts on Santa Fe. Up in Boulder, at the Dairy Art Center tonight, you will be able to see the work of Melanie Yazzie, who is a Navajo Indian and who has a really fine collection of paintings and monoprints at the Dairy Center for the Arts. So there's lots of wonderful things to see in the arts tonight. So get out and have a good time.